All right, good morning. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Did you get woken up? The storms last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of crazy.
Oh, they were really loud.
I did not, however.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you can sleep through that. How good for you.
Yeah, but like my daughter, sometimes she will come down when I leave and we'll like, and she'll take my place in bed and she'll snuggle up and, you know, the parents' bed, you know?
Okay.
So she did that this morning, and she was like, did you hear all those storms? I was like, nope. She was like, I was up from like 2:30 to like 3. It was really loud. So
anyways. It was really loud.
Well, we needed
really
it,
really loud.
We needed it. We needed the rain. Our ground just needed the rain. It was so dry.
Yeah, the flowers, the grass.
I don't know if you have heard about this show that is on Max, which used to be HBO Max, but I think it's
that.
Just called Max.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying, heard about the show called Naked Attraction.
No, I have not heard of the show either.
Okay.
In this dating show, we go back to basics.
Are you ready?
Bring on.
And start where a good date often ends.
Whoa.
Naked.
In a way to look.
What do men and women really find physically attractive?
Wow.
This is fantastic.
And could picking a partner based solely on their natural beauty help us find the one?
I've never met anybody like this before and I don't know where to look.
Let's find out by dating in reverse.
Yeah, so
what?
It is a naked dating show, which I guess...
How is this going to be successful?
Well, I guess it's been around for 7 years.
What?
In the UK, yeah. But now...
They like to be naked over there.
But now that it has gotten a more mainstream platform in, on Max, it is now the top of the most popular series. Everybody is tuning in.
This is insane.
I mean, it's like the dating game, and they're just completely 100% naked.
I don't want to look at a bunch of naked people.
Well, that's...
I just don't.
That's what
they
do. That's
why I don't watch Naked and Afraid. That's the only other naked show I was aware of.
That's the survival show, right?
Yes.
Naked and Afraid.
And they're naked!
But yeah, this is one of those shows that just kind of crept up and apparently has been a thing over there for a while, but got onto the mainstream, but... Yeah.
Are they all super attractive model, like super attractive?
Yeah. I mean, everybody looks like athletic and fit, I guess.
Okay. From
the promo. I just saw the promo. I haven't seen like the actual show. And the promo, they have emojis over the parts that would normally be exposed.
Oh, I bet the post-production crew has fun. With arranging those and making sure nothing full frontal shows.
Well, I don't know if the real show actually shows, you know, full frontal.
Over in the UK, they might let it fly.
Well, even maybe on Max. I mean, it's a streaming platform.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
Like,
there's
it's
looser
not,
rules.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not governed by the FCC or anything like that. So I mean, it says featuring full frontal nudity.
Oh, gosh.
Singles choose people to date based solely on their looks.
How is that going to be a recipe for long-lasting love?
Well,
or is that not the point? They're just like
I was going to say. I mean, is any of our dating shows The Bachelor? Is that a recipe for long-lasting love?
Well, they have had several marriages. Thank you, sir.
How long has it been on the air?
Many years.
Like 2 decades, and there's been 3?
No, there's been more than those.
All right, anyways,
listen,
my point
later
is...
Later on, I'm going to do the research and show you how many that's pumped out. However.
Okay.
But yes, by and large, people just want to be on TV and try to then get a career out of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think this is just a, it's a shtick.
Oh my gosh!
But what's funny is,
The poor crew that had to shoot it.
There is a
there's
a radio show that's on a station like ours.
Are they naked?
Over in Australia, who do a naked dating segment on their show,
Do they bring naked people into the studio?
Where they bring robed people in.
No.
And then they disrobe, and then they just have an interview, and they try to get to know each other.
So it's the same premises.
It's the same premises.
So awkward. It's hard enough to like.
That's what she said.
Okay. I'm not talking
That's
anymore.
That's what she said.
Just too much.
That's what she
too
said.
Too much.
But yeah, naked attraction. I'm oddly curious to see if it is. If they put the emojis on the bodies or if it's everything.
On the whole show that you're going to see.
Yeah, yeah. Or if it's the full Monty.
For the promo.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, why don't you?
Why don't I?
Report back. Because I will not be.
Oh, you're not going to?
No.
I mean, to go on a show like that, you gotta be uber comfortable in your own skin.
Yes. I cannot stand wearing a bathing suit going to the neighborhood pool. No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd not find me on that show.
Yeah, like I said, this has been around in the UK for the better part of 7 years. And now that it's on Max.
Have they had any marriages?
I don't know. It's probably just a show, just, you know, one of those wild shows where it's an absolute train wreck.
Well, it's a bunch of naked people. Maybe some of them might make out. And that might make for some good TV. Let's do that. What a great idea.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's like, as a guy, that could be embarrassing.
That could be embarrassing. Oh, yes. Well,
where you're like.
Hi there, nice to meet you. Hey there.
Sorry.
Nice to meet you. Well, be obvious on which one you like.
This is nature.
All right.
I don't have any control over this.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, I'm not signing up for that. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not watching.
Does your husband know? Maybe he should
know. No, he should not know.
Well, at least someone in your household should at least check it out. No, what about your son?
What is the matter with you? The last thing. That boy needs at this point in his life. He's 14.
Yeah. That's well, we I was a 14-year-old boy once too.
We're not talking about this. La la la.
All right. So, anyways, I just thought that was funny because
what a great way to start
the show just launched on the streaming platform and it's already boom boom.
Oh,
you know,
great
up there.
Right.
All right.
Okay, good for them.
Thanks. Coming up on the show. A little later on this hour, setting the bar stories, which, my gosh, you know, this is like an insult to injury sort of setting the bar story.
Uh-huh.
We got missed connections on the way where, you know what? I mean, hey, this is what we were just talking about.
Need to start naked missed connections.
Or naked confessions. We've done that before. Like, what have you been caught naked? Like, not doing... doing the deed or anything like that,
but
where have you
been
caught naked? Which is always fun to talk about.
And Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Craigslist missed connections. Shall I go first?
Yes.
Missed connection with stolen Rupert Grint table, woman for man.
Rupert Grint.
Yes, you were the one who stole my patio table that doubles as a tribute to famed actor and occupier of my heart, Rupert Grint.
Is she talking about, like, Ron Weasley?
Yes. Yep, I saw you on my security camera. You were tall with an athletic build and an obvious obsession with Ron Weasley.
Okay.
You gracefully hijacked it from the garden patio in front of my condo.
Oh.
I saw you fumble with the gate, but take great care not to damage my DIY project.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I appreciate that. I would hate to deny another Ron Weasley fan, but I spent over 2 hours... and literally tens of dollars putting this thing together. So, naturally, I am willing to do whatever it takes to have it returned to me safely.
Okay.
I'm sure this is your twisted idea of a good pottering. But all I want is my table back and maybe to get to know you better.
Aw.
The good news is you looked cute. Almost as cute as Mr. Grint himself.
Mm.
So you could return my table, we could grab some dinner, enjoy each other's company, and I wouldn't have to perform an Expelliarmus spell on you.
Expelliarmus!
Okay, what does that mean? What kind of spell is that?
I think that takes whatever they have and moves it away. You know, it's usually to, like, release a wand from another person. So maybe in this case, she's thinking the Expelliarmus spell would...
Getting you out. Okay, got it.
Would bring back her Ron Weasley table, her Rupert
Grint
table.
That makes sense. Okay.
Craigslist missed connection.
This one's titled, Please Stop Walking Around Naked. Man for woman.
Okay.
Let me start by saying that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for looking across the street into your window.
Oh, whoa.
But if you are young, blonde, and beautiful and walk around nude in your apartment with the lights on and the blinds up, I cannot help it.
Oh, so she's asking for it. Got it.
You are far too attractive for me not to notice you.
Uh-huh.
You see, the human eye is attracted to movement. And the straight male eye is attracted to girls who are smoking hot. When you practice booty dancing in your underwear in front of the mirror, then I am absolutely powerless.
Oh,
anyway, God. I felt slightly ashamed after you lowered the blinds because you saw me watching you.
Oh, busted. Oh, no.
But I should really be thankful because if you're home, I'm totally unproductive.
Oh, right. Yeah, not doing anything else, huh? Just watching?
I can't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make dinner.
Oh, dang.
I can't get any work done when I come home at night, which is a problem because I have that kind of job that doesn't stop at happy hour or on the weekends.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
That's the only way I can afford to live in this apartment with these occasionally incredible views. Which brings me to why I'm writing this. You see, I already have a girlfriend, and I'm not looking for any extracurricular activities at the moment.
Oh, okay. No distractions. Listen, you're distracting me.
However... I don't know how you can afford to live in your building because you have way more fun than I do.
It's a valid question.
Therefore, I would like to ask you for financial advice over a cup of hot chocolate.
Wait a second. That is not going to help your productivity or your girlfriend.
Let me know the self-affirmation phrase you have painted above your mirror in your bedroom so I know it's you.
Oh, he's got out binoculars if he can read that.
I mean,
right?
You know,
right?
Look, sometimes love comes in the most random of places.
Uh-huh.
Could be stealing your patio table.
Or he's the peeping Tom across the street with the binoculars. I'm pretty certain he's got binoculars. I'm pretty certain.
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, think of the worst possible thing someone could steal.
The most popular thing?
No, the worst possible.
Oh, the worst possible thing. You mean other than the Rupert Grint tribute table?
Or the Declaration of Independence a la National Treasure?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but this probably tops that.
Okay.
It's a Setting the Bar story on the way. Give us like 10 minutes. All right, this is a Setting the Bar story.
Mm-hmm. Examples of what not to do, situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a vacuum containing thousands of hornets, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's karma, isn't it?
It is a
bit. It's karma.
Yeah, someone in Philadelphia stole a shop vac, right?
Oh, okay.
From the bed of a pickup truck.
Yeah, I made one of those.
Yeah, the real story is what was inside the shop vac because there were hundreds of angry hornets.
Oh,
the truck.
Oh, they're mad.
Happened to belong to a guy named Don who owns a pest control business.
Oh, okay.
And he had just gotten done with a gig.
It's a tool of the trade.
Yeah, where he removed a hornet's nest from someone's property and use the shop vac to suck a bunch of them up.
Oh, good note, though. If you have a shop vac and you have hornets, there you go. Use that.
And he had this to say.
Whoever it was that grabbed this grabbed a shop vac that was filled with several hundred hornets, and not just the workers. They had a preponderance of queens. I've joked for years that, you know, I don't need to lock my vehicle, and the bees and wasps afford a certain degree of a bit of a safety net. Yeah, this is one where of all the vacuums in all the trucks that they could have grabbed, I think they grabbed the wrong one.
Yeah,
they did.
They did.
They're going to find that out probably pretty quickly.
Yeah, he said the hornets were probably extra angry after being moved and disturbed and jostled, and it wasn't just a normal nest. It happened to have a bunch of queens in it as well.
No
word yet on if it's been opened or who had it, but he hasn't gotten it returned yet.
I'm sure the thief had to discover,
there's a noise.
He's making some noise in
there. Well, I wonder what's in there. Let's open it up.
Oh my God.
So yeah, if you can think of the worst possible thing to steal, I mean,
that's up there.
This is probably up there.
That's up there.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar.
Lesson learned though for him, probably.
Let's hope.
Maybe.
Let's hope. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Be thinking about what you do behind closed doors. That's just a little odd or weird as a couple. Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg were, she was on the Today show with Hoda and Jenna. And she was just kind of talking about how she and Donnie Wahlberg, her husband, are still kind of in that honeymoon phase.
Even though they've been married for several years now.
Still the honeymoon phase. Honestly, I swear to God, you can ask anyone we know. We FaceTime at least 10 times a day. We'll FaceTime sleep next to each other.
Yeah. Did you catch that?
FaceTime sleeping. Okay.
Yep. I still run after him.
You leave it on all night long?
Yeah.
You sleep next to him on FaceTime if you're in different places?
Every night. Unless the signal is terrible, he is right there snoring on that pillow.
Honestly, I've never even considered that. Like, that was something that I was like, oh, well, that's...
But I guess for couples who have to maybe spend some time apart, if they have demanding careers that take out of town a lot.
Yeah, I understand that.
I kind of get that. Yeah. I haven't had to do that, you know, because my husband and I don't spend a lot of time apart. But, you know, I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, so...
Might run down the battery of their devices.
I don't think they're worried about that.
Okay. They plug it in.
But yeah, she admitted that. And so... What unusual habit do you do as a couple that kind of keeps everything legit for you guys?
Okay, so we kind of, and this is not really weird, but we kind of send each other funny little reels or videos that we find throughout the day that we know that they're either going to absolutely love, make them laugh, make them cry.
Yeah.
We were both like sobbing yesterday in the kitchen at lunch
because
of this one video he came across of another radio show, and there this woman was the co-host was reading a letter of from a wife to her husband, talking about like one day the house is gonna be all quiet and you're not gonna hear all the craziness. And it's like, no, you're just talking about the kids leaving the nest, and we're like, we are not ready, not ready.
Yeah, I think my wife and I do that a lot too, where I'll get home, you know, from work. And, you know, she'll go, have you done your homework? And I'll be like, I have not. I need to get to that. And she'll have sent me like several TikTok videos that I need to then ingest and watch so we can then have conversations about them.
Oh, she calls it homework.
Well, yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. We've both kind of adopted that of like, sent you homework, you know, and so, you know, it's the same type of thing.
Right.
It's like, you know, sending reels
I gotta watch it. We must discuss.
Right. Exactly. Rhea says, we both try to get bad songs stuck in each other's heads and follow it up with, you're welcome.
That's kind of brutal, a little bit, isn't it? It's kind of brutal.
Well, yeah. Well, it was funny because, you know, we just played that that song by Doja Cat.
Yeah.
And we were in the car the other day driving to a race, and it comes on the radio. And she was like, that's the song.
Yeah.
She was like, she had that in her head, and she was singing it at work. And she was like, does anybody know what this is? And then her coworkers were just kind of looking at her going,
like,
no.
You're weird and it's annoying, so please stop.
Don't know what you're trying to do. No, we don't know.
I don't know any of the lyrics. And it's kind of like that part.
Luke says, popping back pimples.
Oh.
Competing with farts.
Fart competitions?
And other strange things.
Can
Luke, I like
fart
that.
Fart on demand?
Not on demand,
but it's just kind of like you just rate it whenever it happens.
I will say, though, that I do enjoy doing the uncle thing with my nephew and niece.
What's the uncle thing?
I would just like to pull my finger. And my
seriously,
oh my
that's
gosh.
The oldest one in the
I know.
Book.
It always catches them off guard.
New to them.
And my daughters are always like, you probably should do it.
Oh, they're encouraging you.
Yeah.
They're not super embarrassed.
No,
like, Dad,
no,
stop it. Stop
no,
it. Stop
they,
it.
They encourage my niece and nephew.
Oh, wow.
They're like, yeah, you probably should do it.
Well, they were like, we had to suffer through it. So you should too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Another, we make noises if we are looking for each other. or if we need the other's immediate attention. I can only describe ours, though, as, I guess, a peacock noise.
A peacock noise?
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what...
Is that a peacock noise? What's a peacock noise?
Like that's a crow or something,
peacock,
right? Well, I don't know what kind
sound.
Of a
hang on. Hang on.
Oh.
Peacock sound. One moment, please.
Oh, you're looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
A peacock.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
Oh. That was pretty close.
That's a peacock. Oh!
Yeah,
that was pretty
that
close.
That was pretty close.
So
that was
he said
pretty close.
We do. I can only describe ours, though, as a peacock noise. Turns out it's very useful to have a distinct noise to find each other in a store.
They do that in
a store?
You're
walking around Lowe's. Ah! Hey, hang on a second. What was that? Is that coming from aisle 14?
I was going to say, can you tell which aisle is coming from?
Oh!
And how many other people end up coming to find you going, what is happening?
Oh, my gosh. My husband and I don't say goodbye at the end of calls. Instead, we just kiss each other. Like, so this has caused me to do it on other calls.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wow. Like, what if you're talking to your boss? Okay.
You're like, all right, see ya. What did you just do? Did you just kiss me? Oh,
that's great. Oh, that's fun. You cannot talk about Heather's. You cannot.
I'll get to Heather's in a second.
You cannot.
Another listener, it's an unspoken rule that if one of us touches the other's nose, they must immediately say boop.
Oh, gosh, how many times are they doing that throughout the day? It's going to be annoying.
Boop.
You got to say it.
You
got to say it.
Boop. Boop. And you
boop.
Don't. And you don't say it in your normal voice. You
no.
don't go boop.
Nope.
You go boop.
I love it.
These are the weird things that you do as a couple. Which, by the way, we love your feedback. We love your sharing. 502-795-1997.
Your shared free flags.
We're all welcome. We're all in company. Seeing we're welcoming here.
It's a circle of trust.
So with that, we'll give you Heather.
Oh, gosh. You must tread lightly, sir. You must tread lightly.
I'll walk up to my husband, tickle his wiener, and say, swimmy, swimmy.
Oh, my God.
It all came from hearing a story about the candiroo fish, which I had to actually Google this.
Yeah,
and
never heard
there
of that.
Is an urban legend that these little fish will swim up any orifice that you have exposed in the lake or stream that you're walking in.
Why?
Which includes a urethra.
No!
Why
would she want to, like, constantly remind him of
That's
that?
That's hysterical. Walk by. Swimmy, swimmy!
Oh, my God!
Tickle, tickle, swimmy,
oh
swimmy!
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I cannot. No.
Swimmy, swimmy.
Stop it.
I love it. All right. If you've got one, feel free to share 502-795-1997. Just the freak flags for couples on DJX. So Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, that's all people can talk about. Pops up on his brother's podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
So he kind of addressed...
Well, they both do the podcast together, don't they?
Nah, well, it's his brother's podcast, but Travis does...
Do it a lot. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So they were on, and so Travis actually talked about the whole Taylor coming to the Chiefs game.
Shout out to Taylor for pulling up. That was pretty ballsy. I just thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her. You know, the friends and family. She looked amazing. Everybody was talking about her in great light.
Yeah.
And that's
to see the slow motion chest bumps, to see the high fives with mom, to see how, you know, Chiefs Kingdom was all excited that she was there. That was absolutely hysterical. And it was definitely a game I'll remember.
Yeah. So,
okay. And that's about as far as it went. He stopped short of like saying anything about the status of their relationship.
Right.
It says, you know, just out of perspective, both of our personal lives. Just gonna.
Yeah, I mean, he even says, admittedly, I brought it on myself.
Exactly. I was like, I started this whole firestorm when I talked about like trying to get her a friendship bracelet,
I know.
Saying I was butthurt because I couldn't.
He talked about it. He's like,
toss it out there. It's like, I brought all of this attention on myself.
As me.
Yep.
Now, whether you like it or not, Taylor is expected to be in the house when Kansas City takes on the Jets.
Well, I think we're expecting it now.
At MetLife Stadium
because
on Sunday.
Everyone's going to just assume that they just broke up already if she doesn't.
They're like, yay, is it time to watch Taylor again on Sunday? And all the football aficionados are like, oh, God.
Well, there's a whole bunch of like Swifties now making videos trying to explain football to other Swifties because now they have to be fans of that.
That's
hysterical.
My wife sent me a TikTok where, again, homework, where it was every wife now just firing questions about like Travis Kelce to her husband, like, you know, where did Travis Kelce, does he have any siblings? Yes. Did they play football together? I don't know. Did they, you know, and I mean, it's
how annoying.
A firing question after question after question
like,
after
we
question.
We have to get to know this person.
Yes, we have to
get to
know. He's
going to be in our world.
I know. So it's kind of funny. All right.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so let's get into this. Brittany says, hey, guys, I'm hoping you can help me talk some sense into my hubby right. because he's freaking out over something that isn't a big deal.
Okay.
So we're going on a little 4-day vacation in a few weeks, and my mom agreed to stay here and take care of our 2-year-old while we're gone. Now, she's got a friend that's coming in from out of town who's more than likely going to sleep in our guest room while my mom is in our room. My husband is totally creeped out at the thought of his mother-in-law sleeping in our bed.
Oh.
He says, it's our marital bed. It's got to be sacred. Nobody else should be sleeping in it but us. I don't think it's a big deal, though. We'll just change the sheets. It's fine. I will mention that her friend is a man that she's been talking to. My dad passed away 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure no funny business is going to be happening. He's also concerned about that. Other words I can say to my husband to get him to chill out other than just saying chill out, because that's not getting through.
When my parents or my in-laws stay with us, we always offer our bedroom to them.
Right.
As just a gesture of, hey, you know,
the most comfortable in the house.
We have the best mattress in the house. Mm-hmm. Sorry, girls. But I mean, that's just how it is, right? You know, we have the best mattress in the house and
right.
everything. And there's always that funny song and dance where my father-in-law is like, no, I like the height of bed. And it's like, no, you don't like the height of bed, you know, whatever. Or you can, you know, I've got, my older two daughters have moved out. It's like, you can sleep up in their room. No, we'll sleep up in their room. No, take our bed. So it's like, do you think they're really going to do funny business?
Well, apparently that is a concern. But then I think he's also creeped out of the fact that his mother-in-law is going to be sleeping where he's done the funny business with her daughter.
Well, then
maybe that's the thought.
We got a text from Derek who's not helping things saying we've all done it in someone else's bed before.
That is not going to help him get over his weirdness.
But seriously, like it's sheets. So you just change the sheets,
yes.
right? Isn't that just the thing?
Now, listen, Jennifer is kind of backing up his feelings, saying her sleeping in it she says it wouldn't creep me out. But anything else would be a no-go for me. Clean sheets be darned.
Bethany says, oh, they're totally going to make sandwiches in their bed. There's no room for chill here.
No, stop. Stop saying that. That's not going to help him feel better about it.
I don't think they are.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Now, I think about myself and my wife and, you know, if our daughters ever get married and have kids and we go and stay at their place and help watch the kids, I 100% am doing it in their bed.
Oh, gosh. That is also not helping. I feel like that's not helping. We're supposed to be helping him feel better about this. And all we're doing is adding gasoline to the fire.
Have they ever stayed at a hotel?
Okay, that's a really good point.
Have they ever stayed at an Airbnb?
That is a very good point. That, I think, is where the direction she goes with this. Like, listen, it's the same thing as if they were staying in a hotel. Like, when we go and stay in a hotel, lots of other people have stayed in that bed and think of the things they've done. Don't bring a black light. We don't need that kind of thing. So that's really good. I think that
Airbnb, that's hotel
the argument
that,
she tosses
maybe
out.
That's the argument you tell. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. If you wanna I almost want to ask you if you want to share your horror story.
No. That is not
when you're
helpful
staying at someone
in
else's
this
place.
Moment. No.
Come on.
That is not. Listen, we're supposed to be trying to help
we
her.
We already helped her.
So we're just saying, listen, tell them it's like the same thing as a hotel and then move on. And now we're going to go down this awful path.
Yeah, we're just.
Don't play this part for him.
We're just turning down a side street here.
Okay.
We're fine.
Don't tell him about the side street. Tell him about the hotel. Stay there.
502-795-1997 if you've got a great story about that. We'd love to hear that. So we're kind of in the middle of the group therapy. Brittany's mom is coming to stay at their house, watching their 2-year-old when she and her husband go out of town. She's got the mother-in-law has kind of a, I guess, a new guy that she's been seeing since
he's coming
her
in
husband
out of
passed.
Town. He's going to stay there too in the mm-hmm. guest room. And so hubby is just really most upset about mother-in-law sleeping in their bed. He's creeped out
by
it. Right. But there is an issue that many people are pointing out that's, I think, a bigger issue than him being creeped out about his mother-in-law sleeping in their bed. And that is a strange guy coming to stay in the house with your child present. Like, a lot of people are bringing that up. Like, that's the bigger issue. Like, have you met this person? Do you know this man? Well, has your husband met him? Are you comfortable with him staying in the house with your daughter or with your 2-year-old?
What I'm going to make an assumption here.
Uh-huh.
And if Brittany didn't bring that up, then obviously that's not the big issue for her.
That's true. I think she would have mentioned that if she felt uncomfortable.
Right. If she thought that was the issue, that, all right, there's this strange guy that's coming. Obviously, it's not an issue for her or her husband.
Right.
So maybe we don't make it our issue.
Okay. Many people did point that out, though. Many, many, many. So hopefully we're assuming she's good with that. But you tossed out the idea, and a couple other people did, too. Just kind of explain it to him like it's like a hotel room. When you go and sleep in a hotel bed, that's exactly like, you know, you're sleeping the same place where
many other people have slept.
So just
Ashley
change
said,
the sheets.
I want my kids to invite me over when I'm older so I won't take their bed. You're already in their house. Why take their bed? Well, they're not going to be there. So
yes.
And now I don't know what the makeup of their house is. Maybe they don't have like a spare bedroom. Maybe they have the kids' bed in their bed.
They did say that there was one spare bedroom,
which
is where the friend was going to be sleeping. And so then the mother-in-law would stay in their room. Now, people are just like, well, if you tell them you're not comfortable with her friend coming to stay at the house, then problem solved. The guest bedroom is free for your mom to sleep in.
Brandy says, tell them you have teddy bear cameras in the house and put them everywhere.
All right. Well, yeah, you can say that too. Like, hey, especially if they have one of those security systems that you could chime into and even talk back through your phone or something. If you're watching, you say, hey, you know what? If you need anything, the cameras will be on. You can like talk to me like through the phone or something.
Chris sent us a text and I think it's funny. It says, isn't it typical that a guy would think such amazing things are happening in bed that it needs to be considered, quote, sacred ground? While the wife is thinking, nah, mom can use it. Nothing that special happening. All right. Well, hey, thank you for all the comments. If you want to continue commenting, you can on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
But we're landing on like the hotel argument.
Yeah, I think the hotel Airbnb argument, like, hey, you know what? Look, our house is their house and all that. And, you know, go at it from that sort of angle where you've stayed at a hotel, you stayed at an Airbnb.
Yes, kind of
difference.
The same concept. And again, just make sure that you're comfortable and know the friend, mom's friend, to be comfortable with him staying in the house with the kid, too.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That is group therapy. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's introduce you to our friend Chrissy, calling us from Highview. Hi, Chrissy.
Hello.
So Chrissy has a unique name. It's Ribless Chrissy to us. We'll get to that here in just a sec. Chrissy has brown hair, drives a red minivan, processes Medicare complaints, is in an It's Complicated relationship, and it's her son Jaden's 12th birthday today.
Look at so, that. Yeah, what a fun fact.
So the fun fact is Chrissy has shown us a piece of her body.
In a jar.
In a jar. Chrissy, will you explain how you got the nickname Ribless Chrissy? Because I think you can tell it better than we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like 6 years ago, I had my first rib removed because of thoracic outlet syndrome.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. And then they said, hey, do Becca, you want it?
Put it on Twitter on Throwback Thursday.
That's what I
and
yeah, she gave you a you dedication request. Yeah.
And ran with it.
Yeah. 100%.
And you've been Ribless Chrissy ever since.
Yes, I have.
I mean, right. You own it. You know, that's what I love about it, yep. Is that you own it, you wear it well.
I love it. All right.
Got home decor out of it.
Home day. Do you have it displayed?
No.
Oh. I was like, okay. Wow, that would be a fun little like mantelpiece.
I just feel honored
topic of
that
conversation.
You took the time to come to the radio station and show it to us in person.
I know.
I really appreciate that.
Yes, that was cool.
We share a special bond because of that.
I love it. All right. Well, Chrissy, Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, so you're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out in each story, did it occur when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I had to go to the hospital because I tripped while opening up a Capri Sun.
Oh.
Now, I feel like the obvious answer in this one is little kid because they're the ones that drink Capri Suns normally.
I mean, you were sucking down a Capri Sun.
I was.
You didn't suck hard enough because you didn't get the record.
I did not. I was trying to break a world record. Okay. What do you think?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay. Yes. Like go the opposite of the obvious answer. I think I'm gonna go down that road with you.
Kelly, you're saying drunk adult as well?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah. Yep.
Drunk adult is it. I wonder if she was trying to break the Guinness Book of World Record for quickest sucking of a Capri Sun well.
Yes. Maybe.
I was trying to open my Capri Sun, you know, hydrating after a heavy night of drinking.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if you've ever tried to open one of these things, but they're so difficult to get into. And when I went to puncture the straw into the Capri Sun, I ended up tripping on my kitchen rug. I fell into a really expensive glass table. I ended up in the hospital with 11 stitches on my right hand.
Wow.
So maybe we don't walk and try to poke at the same time.
Sometimes I try to walk and poke at the same time.
Oh, God. Really?
Am I right, Chrissy? Come on now. Am I right?
I should plan my words better.
Let's get my wife on the phone.
Stop!
Sometimes we play a fun little game. Walk and poke.
Stop it!
Walk the walk.
Stop it! It's a Capri Sun. We're talking about a Capri Sun. It's a Capri Sun.
Walk and poke.
This game goes sideways so often, mostly because of my choice of words.
Chrissy, what should I text my wife right now?
Stop it! Stop! Stop!
All right.
Stop.
Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I fell down an escalator, knocking a bunch of people over.
Oh, owie. Owie.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm going to say little kid, because when I was a little kid, I was always playing on the escalator.
Yeah, and they can sometimes be difficult to navigate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll say little kid, too.
All right, both of you saying little kid. Yeah. All right.
I was actually a little kid.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yep, you
okay.
Got it. Little kid. Little kid is it.
My shoelace came untied.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that
no.
Is a nightmare.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
And I tripped, and I kind of, like, barreled halfway down the escalator knocking a bunch of old people over.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Could have been disastrous.
So far, Ribless Chrissy, you are perfect. Flawless. 2 for 2. Let's see if you can get 100% here. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I torched my left eyebrow off.
Oh, owie.
I torched my left eyebrow off?
Which is tragic because men typically don't have eyebrow pencils to draw them back on. What do we think?
I'm definitely going to go with drunk adult.
Yeah.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Drunk yes.
Adult. Drunk adult.
And I need to hear why.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah. Okay.
It was. Yep. Drunk
three
adult.
3 for 3.
3 for 3. Chrissy.
Flawless.
Slayed it.
It was actually like 2 months ago, I'd say.
Oh.
And I was doing a dab and just not paying much attention. And when I turned on the torch, I had the wrong part facing my face. And quick, it turned it on, and within a few seconds, I just burned my eyebrow right off.
Oh, oh
he was facing him, and he turned it on? Oh, my God.
I only make that mistake once, right?
Yeah, you do. 100%.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, hey, Ribless Chrissy, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, and we've all learned a new phrase, the walk and poke. You can try it at home.
I really regret my life choices many times.
The walk and poke.
I don't know how your wife puts up with you.
Here, what should I text her? Should I text her?
No,
something? Because
no,
she's going to hear
no,
about this.
No, you shouldn't text her anything. Like, remind me to tell you about the walk and poke.
Hey, want to try the walk and poke?
No!
Tell her it's a new sport.
It's a new sport! Yes! Got to stretch first.
All right. Chrissy, you win. Congrats. Hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
it's at this time where I like to apologize for not
come on
more carefully choosing my words.
Okay.
During the course of this program.
She's actually calling me right now.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
answer it.
Hang on, should I answer it?
Answer it. Answer it on speaker.
Okay, I'm going to put you on speaker. Hang on. Do you want to try the walk and poke?
Oh, my
oh, okay. All right. Sorry. We're on the air right now. Hang on.
You have no idea what we're talking about. We were literally talking about you.
That
your ears were burning.
Perfectly timed.
I know, right?
Perfectly
Hang on
timed.
A second. Hang on.
I'm
right?
sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Should I explain it to her?
You probably should.
Do you want to hear
front
about
one of us all? Do you want to hear?
Do you want to hear about the walk and poke?
Well, it sounds like something we probably already do anyway.
All right. And with that, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Put you on hold real quick.
She's a delight. You see why I married her, don't you?
I'm out.
You see
I'm
why,
out.
You see why I married
I'm
her,
out.
Don't you?
I'm
All right,
out.
There you go. That is, I don't even know what game we were playing anymore.
We're apparently playing the walk and poke.
Walk and poke. 99.7 TJX. Feel good story. Kelly K.
So I thought that you could relate to this, being the dad of twins.
Mm-hmm.
The school district in Pennsylvania is seeing something that they haven't seen in 25 years in their kindergarten class, and it's pretty darn special. So this is a record for the school district in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. For the first time in 25 years, they have 17 sets of twins in kindergarten.
Wow.
Yeah, teachers say it's a great thing because, you know, the twin bond means you have a best friend for life. You know about that. Your daughters live that.
For sure.
Pretty
it's
awesome.
It's a phenomenon, and we have twins every year, but this is a lot.
I like when we both play together.
Their favorite class is...
Recess.
Recess.
It's interesting when they come home, I'll get half of a story from one twin and then the other half from the other twin. And even if it's a different story they're telling, you know, it's fun to get their different perspectives.
I love it.
Yeah, that was one of the moms. You can see their precious faces.
Love
it's it. Adorable at WDJX.com.
We take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, congrats, Stephanie. She says, first TBT song for Ben and Kelly's Walk and Poke should be Walk It Out. Great show this morning. Kids and I laughed hard. Six-year-old just laughing with us, but the 14-year-old gets it.
Hey!
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. We don't play the entire song.
Nope. Just the tip.
Just the tip of the song.
Ashley and a bunch of other people are tossing out Too Close by Next.
Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Listen, Bree is texting in all caps, so we know she's serious. Anything by Danity Kane.
Danity Kane.
Only one song, right?
No, we had a few.
Oh, we have a couple? Okay.
Yeah, Showstopper. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. It's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back.
Vic says, I feel like we're getting TMI of Ben's home life with TBT.
TMI. Come on now. Brittany rolls in. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles. We're driving to Washington, D.C. tomorrow with our two youngest. It's going to feel like 1,000 miles.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
We got you.
Oh,
sure.
Goodness. Oh, God bless. Thoughts and prayers. Drive safely.
Yes.
All the things.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Oh, how many people are rocking out to this right now? Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Bethany says, y'all would be the coolest if you played Dev in the Dark.
Oh.
Do you remember this?
Oh, now I do. Completely forgot about it until you mentioned it.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We play just the tip of the songs. Try to get as many of these in as we can. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
So Cash is in a car with a bunch of girls on his way to school. Needs to hear a little Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
I got the new damn.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Cash.
All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Amber and Mackenzie are pretty adamant about needing to hear some NSYNC.
I mean, it's tonight, guys.
I mean,
the wait is over.
Yes, the new NSYNC song drops tonight.
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 Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. I just think it's funny that every time we get an NSYNC request, it's followed by a Britney request.
We're not letting go.
We're not letting go.
Britney and Justin,
back in the day, the matching jean outfits. My gosh, you know. Prayers for Britney. My goodness.
I think she was her best self though when she was with Justin.
Maybe
she was her best self.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. From Britney to Jessica. Remember, it was just that era of pop.
It was just
insane.
Oh, and this is just
Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. Nicole rolls in. Well, you have to play BSB now, obviously.
I mean, equal time, right?
The ultimate Throwback Thursday. I mean, meanwhile, Backstreet Boys over here going,
hey guys,
we still mean something.
We've still been out here for a long time. Never quit.
Oh, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. There was a time when this ruled 99.7 EJX.
When this band ruled 99.7 EJX.
Well, that's true. That's probably one of their biggest ones. Three Doors Down, Kryptonite, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Angie rolls in. Just a question, Christine.
Oh, just a question?
Dirty.
Oh, dirty.
Oh, dirty.
Dirty.
Nah.
Nah.
Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Dirty. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Hang on a second. Sweat until my clothes come off.
Sassy.
There it is.
Sassy.
We all had to say it, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, who's... Jamie is needing some of that. Jacqueline's just like, listen, you can't have Jessica Simpson without Nick Lachey.
All right, let me just get just a little bit of this.
Watch my life pass me by. In the rearview mirror, pictures frozen.
Is it awkward that in this video was his now wife,
yeah,
Vanessa?
Right?
I don't want to waste another day stuck in the shadow of my mistakes.
Yes, Nick.
Yeah. Because I want you and I feel you crawling underneath.
Oh, bless his broken heart.
Yeah, I know. I just literally hit the skip on the Spotify or iPad.
This was such a violent shoulder.
Listen, sometimes you just gotta roll. Throwback Thursday. Rex in effect. That takes you back to a time, doesn't it?
It does.
There are some that are hearing it for the very first time going, wow, all right.
Absolutely. Just like, you know what? Y'all have me reliving my high school years. Yes, Brittany, I know. I know. Frank is all like, this DVD's killing it this morning.
Slay.
And it's over.
Oh, dang it.
I know. It rolls too fast. From about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back. Songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back.
Oh, gosh. Jessica's just like, hey, did y'all play my song? Yes. Yes, we did, Jessica. Wait a second. Is this Jessica Simpson?
Did Jessica Simpson actually request? She's like, I'm rolling through. I wanted to request. I don't know.
I feel like she did. We're just going to go Jessica ahead Simpson? And assume that's Jessica Simpson.
All right. All right. Throwback Thursday here. Brought to you by Drake's every Thursday on 99.70 JX. Ready for a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
So we'll find random things on the internet, bring them to you as fact. Only after verifying their authenticity, of course.
Uh-huh.
We are, at our core, Kelly, journalists.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Did you not brought... What was your major?
I majored in...
Broadcast journalism, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. Yes. It's a long time ago. And I minored in acting. I remember that.
I majored in broadcast journalism as well.
Okay.
PR was my minor.
Oh, gotcha.
Public relations.
All right. That's great.
Stupid fact of the day.
Yeah.
Giraffes pick their noses with their tongues.
Wow. Well, they can't really reach with their... I mean, they need all fours to kind of stand a lot. They can't really, like...
Their neck is so long, too. Even if they had fingers or opposable thumbs, they wouldn't be able to reach their nose to pick it.
Not long enough.
I never really considered animals picking their noses.
I mean, when you think about it, they... Do they just naturally just blow their nose? Just like... But they can't... They don't have a tissue.
Well, okay. So my dog, Dougal...
Uh-huh.
He just went through about a week straight, which was the most annoying thing on the planet of, I don't know, maybe he has allergies because he's a dog that is needy. But anyways, he would have like
sneezing?
Snot and like he would sneeze and there'd be like snot that would come out of his nose.
Really?
And we'd have to walk over to him like he was a toddler with a Kleenex and wipe off his nose.
See, our pugs just happen to... It's always kind of perfect the way that they sneeze in our faces. Like, it's usually it's not really whenever we're holding them and we're like, ooh, doo, doo, and then...
And they're like, ah, and just right into your face. This is how I love you.
The entire face.
Stephanie rolls in on text, so giraffes walk and poke too. I guess when you think about it, they do.
I guess they probably
have to. They're poking their nose with their tongue.
Logistically.
Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
No, I cannot.
I cannot either.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who can?
No. No. It is not something that I ask people. Like, hey, do you have this talent? I have never asked anybody. Maybe I should start.
I was going to say, maybe that should be in your back pocket. A little conversation starter, you know, when you're...
Like, hi, nice to meet you.
When
can
you're in
you
an,
touch your nose with your tongue?
I mean, you might as well just get some of those icebreaker questions out of the
maybe.
Way.
Maybe. I'll add that to the list.
So again, stupid fact of the day. Giraffes pick their noses with their tongues.
Again, did you look up fun facts about giraffes? Is that how you stumble across this? Or how did you know to find this fact? That's what I want to know.
No, but I'm about to.
Okay, great.
Look up giraffes making sweet love.
Oh my gosh. Did you look up giraffes walk and poke and see what you come up with?
giraffe mating? Giraffe mating. Yeah.
Oh.
And they have
them. There's many videos. Oh, there's
thousands.
The first one that comes up.
Yeah.
The thumbnail picture kind of paints the story. Like, you don't even have to just click play to get there. It's right there in the thumbnail.
They, like, run at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then
she's probably like, listen. Oh, and there's a significant size difference there, too.
Yeah.
She's petite compared to him. And she's probably like, nope.
It's
no,
been a
sir.
Minute. It's been a minute since we looked at animal mating videos on the internet.
Is there noise?
Is there noise?
I mean, is it audible?
All right.
Well, I click on one. I feel like for research purposes.
Well, we should, yeah. Yeah, here, hang on.
We've gone this far.
Yeah, I know. It's really... Yeah, let's get
it's very this. Serene.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, what are you going to do with that, mister? What are you going to do with that? Oh.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Hang on. It slows it down.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and then there's no sound when
it slows
it down.
This looks a little aggressive. I'm on another video where they're just kind of like, they're kind of almost look like they're fighting, like banging heads against each other.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like, maybe they're having a little argument and then they're going to make up.
Yeah, that's probably
maybe
what's
that's what
happen.
It is.
That's probably what's going to happen.
That's what it is.
All right, so there you go. That is all your right. Stupid fact of the day.
That's great. Well, I'm upset that we don't have any, like, sound bites we can add to the library. We'll have to do some more research. Maybe
giraffes
another one captures it.
Pick their noses with their tongues.
That's great. And now we see how they make other giraffes.
On 99.7 DJX. Just to give you a peek behind the curtain here on 99.7 DJX, since our stupid fact of the day segment where we learned that giraffes pick their nose with their tongues, Kelly has been on YouTube going down the wormhole of animal mating.
There's so much learning to be had on the
internet.
And
she was like, ooh, this is best giraffe mating video. I'm going to click on that one. Ooh, now this is lions.
I was fascinated with the fact that it really happens on the run.
You know what?
And it takes literally, I counted 2-3 seconds.
You know what? You get the job done. Efficiency.
And it's astounding how accurate they are while on the run. Like, that's impressive.
That is.
How are you not impressed with that? And then I go, there's other suggested videos on the side, right?
Right.
There's lions.
Of course.
And I mean, they probably have amazing cameras. Like, they can't be that close, but this is very close footage.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of laying there, eyes closed. He's licking her head.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Oh, thank you.
Just like a hey.
Hey, I'm fond of you.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Yeah, there's lots of learning to be. Oh, gorilla mating? That's from BBC Earth. I mean, that is verified. That's bona fide. That's legit.
Amber rolls in with a text message. This is when the morning show takes a hard left into weird things. Yeah, usually our 9 o'clock hour is a little bit more, I guess, weird.
Sure. Well, Stephanie says, so giraffes walk and poke too.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So this first grader in Minnesota, working on her reading skills with the help of some very special friends, 7-year-old Maggie, decided one day last year she wasn't going to take her Nintendo Switch with her when she went to work with her mom, who works at a senior living building, but she was going to bring books. She decided she was going to try to read to residents.
All right.
And she's kept it up. One of the residents she reads to says she's such a good little reader. I taught first grade and I taught kids how to read. There were very few children who could come in and read like that.
Well, hello there, honey. How are you?
What are you going to read to me?
Grumpy Unicorn. The whole plate of cookies.
That was the day Maggie.
I gotta give you a hug.
Started making new friends.
Thank you, Maggie.
And making the rounds.
It's helped it tremendously. And it builds up her confidence of reading, too. She falls asleep every night with a book in her hand. Every morning, there's like 3 or 4 books in her bed.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
She says the routine is just kind of walk through the building and just ask the neighbors if they will allow her to read to them. And of course, who's going to say no to that?
Yeah, who is?
It's so cute. You can see the video, WDJX.com.
Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, this is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I know it's tempting to, when you see one of those empty construction machines, you know, like at a, I don't know, at a construction site, to like jump in one, right, when they're unoccupied.
Okay, that's never really been something that I've felt
Listen,
the need
I
to do.
Have a picture of you in one, ma'am. On my phone, probably.
Well, were we in Chicago?
Yes.
We were in Chicago.
Well, different area codes. It didn't really matter.
Oh, no, I was just going to say probably a couple glasses of wine.
Yeah,
influenced that decision.
Yes.
Okay. And everybody's doing it. Get up in there.
Oh, sure. All right. Everybody's doing it.
Probably a little bit of that.
Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a piece of construction equipment and taking it for a joyride... When you're 10,
oh,
you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. Oh, somebody left the keys in there.
So it was one of those Bobcat skid steer loaders. I don't know. You know, like one of those, like, I don't know.
Scooper things.
Yeah.
I mean, scooper thing.
Yeah, the technical term. It was rolling through the streets of Pittsburgh.
Oh, my gosh. It went on the road.
A bunch of, like, in a neighborhood.
What in the world made this kid think that's a great idea? Like, well, mom's not going to care.
A bunch of parked vehicles were hit. A fence, a stop sign, knocked down, vehicle.
Oh.
Had been taken from a nearby construction site.
Oh, whoa.
And here were some of the witnesses.
I couldn't believe it. This is usually a pretty quiet street.
I was in the shower, and I just heard, like, a really loud crash and a bunch of beeping. I had a feeling, honestly. I've been in a lot of car accidents, so I had a feeling it was probably my car.
I think that's the funniest thing.
Yeah, that's probably.
She's like, I've been in a lot of car accidents. I know what that sounds like.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it would be anything like this.
It was all wrecked in on the side, and we heard that it was lifted up. When it was hit, it was just crazy to see all the devastation on the street and the glass everywhere.
Caused by a 10-year-old.
So the police caught up with the kid.
Said, hey, kid, pull over.
Yeah, released him to his family about an hour later. I don't know what sort of, you know.
Where was mom?
Well, I don't know what sort of ramifications will happen at this point.
Oh,
but
it has to be grounded for life. Aren't we grounded for life? We're grounded for life.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going to go. I don't give my kids enough credit for never stealing construction equipment and crashing cars down the street. I should give them more credit for never having done that.
I just think of the scene in The Office when Michael Scott, who he goes down to the warehouse and he's just like, how hard can this be? And there, you know, he now is a spokesperson for Pizza Hut. He's the guy who's in all those Pizza Hut commercials, but he's just like, no. Michael Scott just like runs it into a whole row of paper and just knocks it onto the ground.
That.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. And yes, feel confident in yourself, knowing that maybe if you see one of those pieces of construction equipment, resist the urge.
Don't drive it.
99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben and Kelly, and some sad news.
What?
Dumbledore. Potterheads would know Sir Michael Gambon as Albus Dumbledore there in the Harry Potter series. He passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Harry Potter, the official Harry Potter account, posted, "We are incredibly saddened to hear of the passing of Sir Michael Gambon. He brought immeasurable joy to Harry Potter fans from all over the world with his humor, kindness, and grace. We will forever hold his memory in our hearts."
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. So there you go. Pour one out for the Potterheads this morning here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly, Dochi, what it is, Block Boy, which I feel I had to look up what Block Boy means because I was like, what is she saying there? And so I checked out Urban Dictionary just to make sure that, like, I was like, okay, is it something weird?
Is it a boy that lives on the block she does?
Well, it's a person who is male and seems to always be walking in the street or stays in the streets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not necessarily living in our neighborhood down the street in the same block.
No, not living. Okay. Oh, do you live down the block from me? No, that's not a block.
I'm going to write a song about you.
Yeah. All right. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. Missed anything from the show? Catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com. I will say our little kid drunk adult segment went off the rails this morning.
So much so that your wife called in the middle of it.
She did.
We put her on the air.
And yet that happened.
So if you want to see the replay, you can at WDJX.com. Probably should.
Yeah. Well, then there's that. And our group therapy, a lot of comments on group therapy.
Yeah, we kind of thought it was about one particular issue. Then everybody started pointing out something else that maybe Brittany should be concerned about. You can do a deep dive into the comments on that at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook as well.
And the weird couple habits was very fun.
That was fun times, sparked by Jenny McCarthy and her husband, Donnie Wahlberg, how they decided to try to keep connected when they have to be apart.
Yep.
They FaceTime when they sleep.
I will direct you to look up what the kangaroo fish is.
I don't think I need to look that up because I've already been in a wormhole I can't really get out of thanks to the stupid fact of the day.
Yep. So all that up on the website to check out, WDJX.com. Click listen.